This is James Coover with Key State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Fall is a common time for farmers and ranchers to apply lime in their fields, either after harvest or in combination with their fall fertilization. Usually, the soil is dry enough and the weather is more forgiving than in the spring too. An important part of understanding lime effects on soil pH is that pH is a log metric scale. A pH of 5 is 10 times more acidic than 6, and 6 is 10 times more acidic than 7. While it might seem like a pH of 5.8 is close enough to 6, it actually means twice as acidic. To alter soil pH, we use calcium carbonate, otherwise known as lime, because it is ground limestone that is washed and heated. It is also a misconception that it is the calcium that alters the pH. It is actually the carbonate that bonds with the acidifying hydrogen to form water and carbon dioxide. The calcium does help, though, to kick off the hydrogen off the soil surfaces. Wheat has a large yield response to proper pH. Research has shown that highly acidic soils can cut wheat yields in half in susceptible varieties. However, it is alfalfa that requires the highest of pH levels. Soybeans can also be sensitive, and there are differences among the varieties. There is no other soil component more important to yield than soil pH, and no other place in Kansas that needs to monitor pH more than in Southeast Kansas. A target pH for Southeast Kansas is 6.8, which is higher than the rest of the state, and lime recommendations starting at 6.1, which are also higher than the rest of the state. While it might not seem fair that the area that is the most acidic and highly buffered soils have recommendations for the highest pH, but it is because our subsoils are also acidic, and we can't afford to have acidic topsoil too. Because of the quantity needed, lime can be very expensive. Grid sampling, management zones, or other site-specific testing has the biggest payoff when it comes to lime applications because of the large expense, but also because pH can vary throughout a field. A common application rates are anywhere from 1 to 5 tons to the acre. As an example, let's say we have an 80-acre field with an average lime application of 3 tons to the acre. With the cost of shipping and spreading, we could easily be talking about a $10,000 bill. Cutting that field into grids or management zones could save nearly a third of the lime cost, not to mention there will likely be a savings in fertilizer as well. Lime is an investment that can last 6 to 8 years or longer, especially in our highly buffered clay soils. The problem is that farmers tend to forget about it. They fertilize fields based upon nutrient removal or old habits, and forget about testing for soil pH. Ranchers can also have a hard time justifying the expense, but many might not realize that their grass production is being dramatically hampered by acidic soils. Any way you cut it, having a properly balanced soil pH field is a necessary part of production, no matter what crop or forage is being grown. It can be an expense due to the amount of lime needed, but fortunately, liming is an investment that can last for years. If you have any questions about soil testing, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.